Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sparky Pfeiffer inside the Wendy's 1250 studio. Hey, try their new French toast sticks today. It's time to talk about the Packers and the Chiefs coming up tonight. Good friend of mine, good friend of yours. He is Chad Ryder from NFL.com joining us now. Chad, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, so let's look ahead to this game tonight. Obviously, already conversations being had that no Aaron Rodgers tonight to make the start for the Packers against the Chiefs. I, for one, wanted to see him play, but I also wanted to see him more readily available to be in OTAs. I also wanted him to work on his own in the offseason with the wide receivers. Clearly, that's not happening. Your thoughts on Rodgers not playing this preseason with almost a brand new wide receiving core?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, in past years, he's made fun of the media for saying, oh, I guess we didn't have enough time to work together and stuff like that. So I think he knows what he's doing. The young guys, I think if they know the playbook, they should be in the right spot. The issue is when those first routes are done, can they make themselves available to him? Do they know that? So it is going to take some time. The problem is all it takes is one dude on a mission to take out Aaron Rodgers. And if he's in for whether it's one series or two series in this game, if he gets hurt, then people would just, you know, landslide the coaches. So I think it's fine. They'll figure it out. He's a good vet. He'll work with these guys and they'll make it work.
Your thoughts on kind of how training camp has played out in preseason, obviously based on the way they were drafted, you know, Watson, Dubs, Toure, and the Danny Davis out of Wisconsin, the undrafted free agent wide receiver. Has Dobbs surprised you a little bit more? Watson, we haven't seen a ton of, obviously, coming back from being hurt.
Yeah.
But Dobbs has obviously kind of been the star of this camp. Now, does this translate into the regular season? I'm not sure. But to be drafted where he was in, the fourth round out of Nevada, I think at least Packer fans scratching their heads like, why did he fall so far?
Well, a lot of receivers fall into that third and fourth round. Gabriel Davis for Buffalo, for example. I mean, it happens all the time. The issue with Dobbs was that he had an injury. He couldn't really work out. That was one thing. The other issue is he drops passes, and we've seen that in preseason games. So he's got to work on that as well. So I thought he might be a third-round pick. Didn't shock me he went in the fourth round because of the injury. But, yeah, he's been good. I think he's not going to be great. I think he's going to be good. He's going to fill that MVS role for them, downfield kind of guy. And you got to hope that Christian Watson can come in, you know, soon and try to fill a little more of the Devontae role, getting the short passes, the intermediate work, and stuff like that to move the chains and then make big plays, you know, after the catch.
Talking with our guy, Chad Ryder of NFL.com here on the 55s on 1250 AM The Fan. When we look at that tight end position, that was a concern for me coming in. You look at it coming up in tonight's game. Is it make or break for Tyler Davis at this point? Because he hasn't been all that good as of recently. He had a good practice the other day, but for the most part, he struggled.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think if they keep a fourth tight end, I don't think he's probably on the roster right now. That would be my guess. That they'll be searching for additional guys at that spot. Once cuts really start happening here next week.
You know, that's the other thing when we talk about this position of tight end. Robert Tonyan is expected back, obviously, now here early on in the season, to go along with DeGuara, who I still don't have any expectations for whatsoever, the old guy in Mercedes Lewis. Are you concerned about depth at the tight end position?
You know, I'm not really, because I think if the offense, if they have to have tight end or if they have to do the short passing game, they can make that work with running backs. They have some very talented receivers out of the running back position. They have a bunch of receivers who could work in the slot. Amari Rodgers, by the way, could work. I mean, they could line up multiple slot receivers instead of throwing a tight end. They know what they're doing on offense, and they can design plays to make it work. So I'm fine with it. They'll get some of these receivers. Like a Travis Fulgham, actually, it would be really interesting to see what he does tonight. Could he play like some H-back for them if they need them to? You know, so there's some different options.
Talking with Chad Ryder, NFL.com, here on the 55s on 1250 AM, The Fan. What about on the defensive side of the ball? I mean, a guy like Jack Heflin, I think, has played well. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of writers talking about the fact that he may not make this team at this point, even though he has played well through the preseason and in camp.
Yeah, the problem is that if you have Dean Lowry, TJ Slayton, if you like Chris Slayton, they have Jaren Reed, they have a lot of bodies, and there's only three real spots up front. So, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to get rid of some of these? So it's really tough, but I think he has played well, and if he certainly is deserving to make it. I think this is one of these situations where one guy will make the team and another guy might end up with some kind of injury and see if they can stash him for a little bit. I don't know if he would end up being able to do a practice squad. I'm not sure that somebody else wouldn't sign him.
Are you surprised, Chad, that Quay Walker hasn't stood out more than he has to this point in preseason? I mean, he's been running with, you know, that starting unit in the first couple of preseason games. And if you watch him in training camp and you look at him, he's a freak athlete, obviously. And to this point, hasn't made a huge impact.
Well, I think they don't run all of their best stuff during the preseason, right? I mean, they're not going to show all their various exotic blitzes and all this stuff. They're fairly vanilla. So I think if they have some plans for him, we haven't seen it yet. And, you know, it takes time for rookies to get involved with things too, especially if you expect them to throw them right in the fire as a starter. But I think they know his skill set. They'll know different ways to use him. And honestly, like, he may, in a lot of cases, his best role might be covering a tight end or playing the run, things that we wouldn't necessarily even pay attention to if you're following the ball. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of those things. I think as the season goes on, you'll see him use a little more as a blitzer inside and really using that athleticism more.
You know, the other thing, too, is Devontae Wyatt, the defensive lineman. We talk about, you know, these defensive linemen and them making plays themselves. He's another guy that really hasn't made that play to this point yet, where you're like, okay, that's why they drafted him in the first round. This makes sense at this point. And then you talk about the depth like you did earlier and kind of where does he fit into this rotation based on what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think, again, you need the rotation up front, though. So if he comes in and spells Reed or Clark, that's going to help those guys get better. And I think, again, another, you know, rookies, the expectations need to be not low, but he's not the player today that he's going to be in 2 years.
Sure.
And I think they, when you draft a guy late in the first round, that's why they have Reed on board. They signed Reed so that he could be the starter, the veteran, if he stays healthy. And then in 2023, Wyatt becomes the guy. And I think that's a logical progression. He's going to make some plays this year that say, oh yeah, that's why they picked him. And then, you know, for a while, he might not make that many plays and just do his job up front.
Chad, the other thing, too, when we look at the outside linebacker position, I think everybody feels comfortable with, you know, Gary and Preston Smith and both doing their job at outside linebacker. How do you feel about the depth behind them? I mean, everybody's got Jonathan Garvin kind of penciled in as that next guy. I don't know if Jonathan Garvin's done enough for me to convince me that, you know, he should be a third outside linebacker at this point.
Yeah. Their depth there is not particularly good, I don't think. That's why I thought Kingsley Engbare was a really good pick in the fifth round. I was hoping he would be able to show something, and maybe we'll see it tonight. I don't think he's on the injury list. I think we have to see something out of him. And I think that's an issue, another place where they might go looking when cuts happen too, because I don't love that. And you know, the other thing is I thought Quay Walker It would be interesting to see if, let's just say, Isaiah Duffy and Chris Barnes continue to play well.
Right.
Do they move Quay Walker and have him play more outside? Because I think he could really do that.
Yep.
And I would be more interested in seeing some more of that.
You know, the other thing that I found interesting in practice this week is the idea of now all of a sudden Rajul Douglas kind of going back to that safety position and Savage kind of helping him learn the safety position a little bit. What do you think of that idea that they're kind of floating out there right now this week in practice?
Well, I think they can do – I mean, if Savage isn't going to play, they need some guys there. And so I think it's fine to do a little cross-training. I think Douglas has been around long enough, and he has the physicality to handle that role. So I don't think it's a big deal. You let him do it. Look, I like Shamar Jean-Charles. I really liked him in the draft last year. And I think they have some guys that can play that nickel spot that Douglas is playing. So, you know, cross-train him, get him out there in case Savage, you know, not only right now can't play, but also during the season, and move that, you know, get a veteran presence back there. I think it's a good idea.
The other thing I wanted to get your thoughts on at this point is the Packers special teams unit. You know, with the new punter now, they've been rotating guys in from a kicker position as they are stalling, waiting for Mason Crosby to be ready to kick at this point. And when we start talking about, you know, roster decisions, which they're going to have to make after this game tonight, the guys at the bottom of this roster are going to be guys that are on this roster mainly because of how good they are in special teams, not necessarily how good they are on offense or defense, probably.
Right. Well, and you want those guys to, you know, obviously have that special teams role, but they really need to be able to step in on offense or defense and do something as well. You can't have a guy that's just special teams. So I think that's obviously where they start, but you got to be able to fill, you know, a couple of roles on this team if you're on the back end of that roster, or else they're going to pick somebody off somebody else's practice squad or sign somebody else to take that role and be able to do both.
Real quick here, Chad, anybody stand out to you in this preseason through the first couple of games? You're like, yeah, he's had a nice little preseason, really wasn't thinking about him kind of being a player necessarily, but he's kind of played well to this point.
Well, I'm just really happy to see Samari Toure, the wide receiver, making some plays. I hope he can do some more things and make a roster, because he's such a tough guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's not the biggest guy. But I really like Torrey's toughness. He knows how to run routes. He's solid catching the ball. And I really like him as a late round pick. So I was really happy to see him doing things and making his case for a roster spot.
He is Chad Ryder, NFL.com. Follow him on Twitter at Chad_Ryder. Chad, thanks for coming on and looking ahead to Packers and Chiefs tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Berkey.
There he is, Chad Ryder, joining us as we broadcast live from the Wendy's 1250 studio. Try their new French toast sticks today. And again, if you miss this interview or any other interview, obviously you didn't miss this one, you just listened to it. But if you miss any of our interviews, all you have to do is go to 1250amthefan.com or simply download and listen to any of the interviews in their entirety on your Odyssey app. Talk to you on the 55s here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.